The cloning ban the assembly will vote on today would apply not only to creating genetically identical infants, but also to cloned embryos. Supporters say it would ensure that science is conducted ethically in Wisconsin. Critics say the ban would criminalize the fledgling field of embryonic stem cell research, which is being used to study diseases like Alzheimer's and breast cancer. State representatives will also debate a plan that would give them more power over where Indian tribes can site off-reservation casinos, and Assembly Republicans will likely send Governor Jim Doyle yet another proposal to require a photo ID at polling places. Doyle has vetoed similar measures twice because he thinks they'd be hard on seniors who don't have driver's licenses. He says he'll reject this plan when it gets to him. A spat between paper mills and the insurance industry will play out on the assembly floor when lawmakers discuss what's known as the Fair Claims or All Sums Bill. The measure would force insurance companies to cover the cost of cleaning up carcinogens paper mills dumped into the Fox River decades ago. State senators, meanwhile, will consider a plan that would take local governments out of the picture when it comes to siting high-voltage power lines. They could also send legislation to the governor that would streamline the state air emissions permitting process. Environmental groups say this would make it easier for big companies to pollute without state oversight. The legislature is scheduled to wrap up floor debate for the summer sometime next week. That will likely change should Governor Jim Doyle decide to veto all or parts of the Republican budget. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.